Nolte, usual suspect crybaby over GOP's racist Beto O'Rourke mugshot tweet. By John Nolte on March 18, 2019. The usual media stooges for the Democrat Party are crying racism over a hilarious St. Patrick's Day tweet featuring Robert the Spez O'Rourke in his mugshot. O'Rourke, who calls himself Beto in an effort to pretend he's Hispanic, was arrested for drunk driving in Texas 20 years ago. He was 26 years old at the time, speeding, hit another car, and tried to flee the scene. After he agreed to some counseling, all the charges were dropped. No big deal in the scheme of things, but in a political culture where the establishment media's seething hatred for President Trump has normalized trolling, it only makes sense for the Republican Party to get in on the act, which is why the GOP's St. Patrick's Day tweet is so glorious. In fact, let me count the ways in which this tweet is glorious. It reminds voters O'Rourke is Irish, not Hispanic. It reminds voters that O'Rourke's Beto nickname is an affectation so he can pretend to be Mexican. It uses O'Rourke's mugshot, and a mugshot is never a good look for a presidential candidate. It reminds voters that O'Rourke, while speeding around drunk, caused an accident, jumped the median into oncoming traffic, tried to flee the scene, and then had the charges dropped, which is not how this works for most of us. Because insecure media simpletons are so easily baited with anything that allows them to signal their own precious virtue, the GOP knew their outrage would spread this tweet far and wide, which is exactly what has happened. Because it's again in the news, O'Rourke again has to deal with it, which puts him on defense and knocks him off message. This predictable, and hypocritical, outrage is yet another way for the GOP to show the American people just what a bunch of humorless, unattractive, crybaby, stick-up-the-ass pricks the media and Democrats have become, which leads me back to my overall point about the reaction. Get a load of this. Molly Jongfast, the pro-abortion fanatic who mocks cancer victims for failing Never Trump publications, harumphed, "I'm sure Lincoln would be proud of this tweet. You guys are really going high here." Yeah, because Lincoln was famous for not having a sense of humor. Methinks Molly needs to read a book. ABC's fake Republican Matthew Dowd, a man whose primary goal in life is to achieve the highest opinion possible of himself, looked at the GOP tweet and managed to declare it deplorable and unpatriotic and racist, to which I can only say, well done, sir. Well done. Fake journalist Robert Costa managed to dry heave this woke salad of outrage. I think we can all agree Costa was a lot more fun when he was fat. I say non sequiturs because these people have nothing to do with anything. To begin with, Laura Bush did not run for president. But her husband did, and the media's deliberately timed hit of George W. Bush's DWI, 24 years prior to his 2000 presidential run, almost cost him the race. Oh, and by the way, unlike the fake Hispanic, Bush didn't skate. He pleaded guilty and accepted the consequences. Kavanaugh might like beer, but he has never been charged with a DUI or anything, and the same media freaking out over this O'Rourke tweet is the same media that used lies to smear Kavanaugh as a drunken serial rapist. Donald Trump Jr. was arrested for being drunk at Mardi Gras, which is like being arrested for shopping at Walmart. Please. As far as Gates, if he ever runs for higher office, let's see how excited the unbiased, objective, not at all left-wing media are to let his DUI go. O'Rourke responded to the GOP tweet in the only way a spaz can. In the video below, you can watch how self-conscious he is now about his frenzied hand movements, but it isn't long before he loses control and starts windmilling again. I don't care what Beto O'Rourke did 20 years ago as a 26-year-old. I do, though, care about equal justice under the law when it comes to those in the media who pose as objective referees. I watched in real time as the media nearly made Al Gore president with that late hit on Bush's DUI. And we all watched the obscene and dishonest media coverage of Kavanaugh's college days. In a perfect world, this would not haunt O'Rourke forever, we would move on. But the ice cream scoop slash Todd Akin slash Romney's dog slash Russia collusion hoax media have bastardized everything, and I refuse to be a second-class citizen playing a rigged game under two sets of rules. So Godspeed, GOP. Troll, baby, troll. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.